back on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. I just like to kind of keep you in suspense a little bit, you know? Just a little bit of suspense.
Got a lot going on around here.
Yeah.
Man, oh, man.
Let me just finish telling you what Rick Santorum said briefly, and we have Mike Lindell from Washington, D.C. to talk with on the program. But we didn't quite finish our conversation with Rick Santorum before we had to go to break before, and Rick's from Pennsylvania, so I just wanted to walk through. One, he said the mail-in ballot, they you did have to request one, so it's a little bit less prone to fraud as a result of that. But he said the governor's changed the rules, you know, in the last 48 hours, which is not right, wrong, everything else. He's not real confident that the Trump lead will hold up there just because of the fact that these mail-in ballots so heavily favor Biden because, you know, Republicans, even the president said, don't vote mail-in. Don't do that. Don't do it that way. And so you have just a lot of Democrats that did it. So that's the juice there. But he did think the governor was really wrong by doing what they're doing, and said, look, there's the canvas process that comes behind next that would be the place you'd find fraud, where you're going to have a hard time seeing that observing with the canvassing process you may. So another hour, What's On Your Mind. We are brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow and the founder, the inventor, the man, the myth, the legend, Mike Lindell joins us from Washington, D.C. right now. Mike, how are you?
Oh, it's been a long couple of days here. It's almost disbelief. It's kind of like a guy sent me a thing this morning. It's like the moment you realize when the second tower was hit that what was going on. And I guess that came about, you know, 11, 12 o'clock or maybe around midnight on election night where you realize, you know, why are they all quitting counting? And, you know, things were going so good. And then you realize just all this corruption rolls in. You know, Wisconsin, which I did a lot of, you know, I did a lot of rallies in Wisconsin, a lot of and my own rallies. And to have more people vote than registered. And what someone said, I keep getting stuff, people pouring stuff into me and corruption. But 90% turned out for Wisconsin. I don't believe that. Yeah, just when they do the recount, they should certainly try and figure out how many people voted that maybe were dead. I don't know. I mean, it's just terrible. But because they had them just like Michigan. In Michigan, 110,000 votes showed up for Biden where the count, the ticker just jumped up. And then we're finding out that there's these, the voting, the whole system, the whole back system, they've figured out a way to change footprints. You could only do it if you had all these big, you know, out these votes the way they're set up now to count, you know, they're counting after the fact. But they'll change the whole footprint, the whole, you know, boom. And I've had people just call me about 15 minutes ago, said that they went in to check on their votes that their vote were in, they had disappeared. So, Scott, I think it's just, I mean, where do you pinpoint the corruption? But I think you got to go after, you know, the recount in Wisconsin. I think, you know, Pennsylvania, you know, obviously they're going to go after that for changes in law. Nevada, how about Nevada, where they pass out? Everyone in the state of Nevada got a ballot, and you could get six of them at your house. Uncle Ray died a year ago. You could put him down. There's no checking signatures or anything there. Some of these states, I believe the president won by a landslide, you know, look at my home state of Minnesota, 600,000 votes in Hennepin County and 180 for the president. I mean, it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it is. But the Wisconsin officials are disputing the idea that more people voted than were registered to vote. So they have right. They have checked that number. But I mean, I don't trust anybody. I don't trust anything. And I want all of it verified. I mean, I think that's the most important thing here. However that takes, I'm kind of praying for Arizona to come back our way. Wouldn't that be fun? Let's see.
Well, that was the Arizona, the campaign called me. Actually, Corey called me. He called me yesterday morning and he said, Mike, he said, Arizona, we're going to win. And I said, really? Well, here's Fox had called in to Biden 2 days ago. They got to be so embarrassed by their Foxes, I'll tell you, I got no time for Fox right now. They wouldn't even let me put my MyPillow book ads on 2 weeks before the election because they said it was political. I mean, this whole media thing, too, has just been, oh.
It has. I mean, the president doesn't, you know, has a lot of people that he needs to, any Republican does, have to defeat. And it's not just the Democratic opponent, which is, the whole election thing. I mean, come on. You're a great entrepreneur. We're the United States of America. Think about the amount of innovation we have here. You tell me this is the way we have to count an election and decide a president of the United States? Ridiculous. We can do better than this.
Yeah, it is ridiculous. It is ridiculous. This should be our most important thing with the technology. When you find out, and I don't know if this is true, that Soros has the big money behind the technology for the county. You're getting all kinds of mixed rumors now, too, I suppose. But yeah, our best technology, you can fly people to the moon and stuff. You should have the biggest computer, the biggest thing. Everything should be the same. It's a national election, too. To start there, everybody's on the same thing. How could these states, boom, they're done by midnight on their accounts, and they're 100% of the votes are tallied. Why not use their system? Whatever they're doing.
What are you hearing? What are you hearing from the Trump campaign today?
I've been very silent since this morning. I have not heard a thing from. I think the last thing I heard was 3 a.m, and I have not heard a thing. I think there's a whole bunch of people on the ground in Pennsylvania. I know they sent a whole bunch of people to Nevada to, what I'm finding out too is that a lot of these polling places, they made people, go outside. I mean, they wouldn't let them in to, the poll watchers, the
observers Philadelphia have been told. Yeah, they've go, far enough away. They need binoculars and they won't let them use those.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really terrible. And obviously Pennsylvania, I'm hoping we win it with the, I don't know if I believe the, who you just had on where that says that it should flip, but I'm hoping, I'm praying it's not, that's not the case. There's so many variables. Philadelphia is down, I think it's less than 100,000 now to count in Philly, which is your most tipped area, most corrupt, I believe, and you get past that, and then we can, just pray that that he stays within, or that he's still up by 40,000 votes or so, and can absorb whatever those other votes were that were out there. What I'm hearing is they keep bringing in. I heard this is the big one, Scott. While they brought ballots in, I've heard this on numerous occasions, and in South or North Carolina too, but I heard it in Milwaukee, they backdated ballots. In Philadelphia, where they backdated the postal service, the post office people backdated them the day before.
Yeah.
You're hearing all kinds of stuff like this. And how deep does the corruption go? That's what I want to know. How do you convince all these people? I think they started working on this 4 years ago. I really do. 4 years ago that they've been working on how can we, let's make sure each state has a box of ballots or whatever we can do to, and they obviously, they've used this pandemic to their complete advantage and politicized a pandemic. We've known that since June.
We have been talking to our listeners today a little bit about the fact that defeat and discouragement and despair are the most effective tool of the enemy. And to not let them take root and just continue to fight with all we have right now. We're tired, we're weary, but by golly, we need to roll up our sleeves and just fight and make sure every vote is counted accurately, right?
Absolutely, and every vote that is taken off that shouldn't have been counted. I mean, there's two things there. I just think this is going to be, get every vote counted accurately, but also if there's places you could, Scott, if I have a problem in my algorithms, I have millions and millions of people on my MyPillow database. And if there's a problem, we can go back in there and see, hey, is there duplicate people that have emails in there? Is there duplicate votes? That was another thing that came up in Wisconsin was if you vote a mail-in vote and could you go vote again, it was that did the system eliminate the first one? You know what I mean? Or did it pop up and you voted twice? These are things that need to be checked out. And if I was the administration, I'd fight. Well, obviously they're going to fight with everything. We got the greatest fighter ever, but you need to take your IT people. You need to get that in court and be able to get into that system and pull these duplicates or whatever's in there that you can find, because you should be able to find DBAs.
Exactly. Use technology. Go give the president a big fist bump for us. And he doesn't have COVID, so, you know, he's over that deal. You don't have any worries there. Maybe you just give a big bear hug and a couple of prayers and some encouragement from all of us on What's on Your Mind. Okay, Mike?
Yep. Everybody keep praying for our nation, president, and everything. We're going to get through this.
Exactly right. There's the key. Mr. My Pillow, ladies and gentlemen, Mike Lindell. Don't go away. The great Mike Lindell. He sounded a little down there, a little more down there. He came around, though. He came around. He got fired up again. Poor guy's just probably catching a little wink.
Yeah.
Been hanging out at the Trump campaign. And he's in Washington, D.C. A lot of prayer efforts going on in Washington, D.C. If somebody's asking me about that here, too, I got to find that note while I tell you that MyPillow is, in fact, we believe, the greatest possible purchase you could make to improve your health. But everything they sell is about improving your sleep. And that's the most important thing to your health at MyPillow. There's great discounts on all of their products. Up to 66% was the election special we announced the other day on the items there. Up to 66%. Up to 66%. Buy one, get one MyPillows, neck pillows, duvet covers, roll and go anywhere pillows, pet beds. Oh, Todd, the pet beds for your little bugger there. He's so cute. What's your dog's name again?
Yeah.
What's your dog's name? Did you forget your dog's name for crying out loud? What is your dog's name?
I got Gatsby, I got Pugsley. Plus, there's Gatsby, a cat, and Pugsley. And they all kind of share between the three of them. They share five, miraculously. It doesn't always work out, but...
Do you like the movie Gatsby?
That was my wife's choice there.
Oh, was it? Okay, yeah. I don't know what it is with the... The ladies and Gatsby. I guess he's a dapper young man or something. I don't know, but my daughters, one of them has watched that a bunch of times. I'm like, why do you keep watching this? Like, you know, the green light, like, everything you know about it. It's, you know, what... I think it's the weirdest movie ever, but anyway, I digress. Those pet pillows are fabulous. We have at our house Hutsy Boy. Hudson's his name. We call him Hutsy. We have Finn. Finnivus Maximus. And we have Herbie. So they love the pet beds. I mean, they just, you look at them, and you want to take a nap when you're looking at your dog. So check them out. 800-506-9028, MyPillow, or MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. All right, before I get back to these calls that are waiting, I need to find the question that somebody asked about any kind of prayer efforts, because Mike Lindell reminded me of it. He was going to go give the president a big bear hug and do some praying with him. Texter says, do you know of any churches having prayer vigils for Trump today? And speaking of that, I received a text last night from Father Charles LaCroix, who's up at St. Bridges in Cavalier, and they do. They do. So I know Cavalier is not close for everybody, but there you go. And if there are things going on at your church, any kind of prayer efforts you know about, prayer chains you know about, let us know. And we will pass that along. Okay? Just trying to see what... Father Charles said, I don't know if there's some hours in here, and that was about 100,000 texts ago. He says, our parish is currently having 24 hours straight of adoration, midnight to midnight. Also, mass intentions for our masses on Sunday were for President Trump. How about that? Doing that praying. And adoration for non-Catholics is a chapel in the church where there is a vigil, if you will, of the Eucharist, which in the Catholic faith is the body of Christ. I mean, you're there one with the body of Christ. Type in Eucharistic miracles sometime, and you understand how real that Eucharist is to the Catholic faith. So that's why they have the adoration, and a good time to spend some time with the big guy. All right, let's. I got a lot of texts that I'm going to get to, but I'll go back to some calls here first because you've been waiting for a while. And I think every dilemma before someone should be solved in Strasburg, North Dakota, because they got a lot of wisdom there in Strasburg, and Larry's going to share some right now on what's on your mind. Go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, I was speaking before we had to go to your other guests there. But
I'm sorry, we did. We started before Rick Santorum. Thanks for hanging in there, Larry. Yep, you bet. Go ahead.
No problem. A friend of mine from Minnesota called me yesterday afternoon, and in his family, he's the only conservative. And he received 3 absentee ballots to send in, but he took off time from work, drove about 100 miles, and voted in person. And he's very concerned about what happened in his state, too, because I'm sorry, but conservatives aren't so quick to bend the law generally. The radicals would have sent all 3 of those in and went in and voted in person, too. And if that happened, that's really hard for Donald Trump to overcome, and it has to end. But if you wanted to call this man and talk to him offline, I could give you his number.
Yeah, we had other reports of that as well, Larry, so I don't doubt it. What I would like to know is, were they three ballots, or were they requests for ballot? Because obviously there's a difference. And they've told us, don't know whether I believe them, but they've told us, look, they match the signatures, right? They match the signatures with the ballot and what's on your ballot request form. So, you know, I don't trust any of this. I don't think it's any way to run a railroad. I don't like how, just the sheer numbers of Wisconsin, 112,000 votes added, 3:30 in the morning, only Biden votes. Every single one. There couldn't be like 111,999 for Biden and 1 for Trump? I mean, what in the world doesn't make any sense? And the same thing happened in Michigan, 138,000 votes there to 0. So something's not right.
I was up every 2 hours checking, and Trump was ahead, and then all of a sudden, they quit counting. And then 4 hours later, he's way behind. And if you quit counting, how did he get in 4 or 5 hours? How did he get so far behind if you quit counting?
Yeah, and Rick Santorum, again, was trying to explain that, what he was saying, and thanks for the call. I appreciate it very much. Love hearing from Strasburg. He was saying that Republicans did not vote on the mail-in vote. They didn't. So he said, like, Trump is leading in Philadelphia right now. Well, he wouldn't win in Philadelphia. But all of the Democrats, you know, were COVID careful and didn't want to vote and mailed them in. So that's why the numbers are so disparate. This has to be challenged. We have to know what the vote is. Michael and Tioga, go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, Scott. How are you and the guys doing this morning?
Good, sir. How are you?
Good, good. Scott, just an idea, but I think we need to start pushing our senators and Kelly and even Governor Burgum for a presidential election. We need to get the states out of the picture when it comes to governing how the rules are laid out. This is a national issue. This affects every individual in this country. We need a set of federal laws and rules that dictate to the states how this is going to be handled, and we need to police it.
Yeah, I agree with you. This is just, as we said from the beginning today, this is no way to run a railroad. And, you know, I realize the framers gave us a roadmap we need to follow, but I also believe there's plenty of examples of the federal government encroaching in the states that aren't part of the Constitution for something that's not good. So I'm guessing we can find something there that says do this and would have a greater good attached to it.
Yep.
Appreciate your call, Michael. Thanks so much. Good common sense right there. The Trump campaign is telling us now teams have been deployed all over the country to ensure legal ballots are counted and illegal ballots are not counted. Nevada, it's Richard Grenell. He's a good one. And legal team. Corey Lewandowski and Rudy in Pennsylvania, people in Georgia and North Carolina as well.
I still smell the smoke from 4th of July fireworks, and I still feel the kick drum. Front row at the concert.
You know that, Arizona still only counted 86% of the votes.
but it's already been called, so why are we still counting?
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Trump laid remains in Georgia as well. The Vice President Biden leads in Nevada by, gosh, 8,000 votes. That's tight as a tick, too, for those 6,000 votes there. Waiting for Arizona to come back. Pennsylvania president's up still pretty handily. About 200,000 votes in Pennsylvania that he leads there. These are all the votes that matter. They're the votes that matter. Did you ever find that clip of Rick Santorum talking about what the governor did?
No.
Okay. See if you can find that. I mean, again, that's the stuff. This observer deal. Oh no, you can't observe that they have to go to court and win. That's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And the governor changing the rules, you know, after an election, ridiculous. Just not right. Just not right. I need to tell you about H.A. Thompson & Sons. Well, actually, I want to tell you about H.A. Thompson & Sons. And here's what I want you to tell you. 1,000 buildings, 1,000 businesses, 1,000 operations around the Northern Plains cannot be wrong. That's how many people say, I'm just going to trust H.A. Thompson & Sons. And they're going to manage our HVAC. For some businesses, they even do part of their whole manufacturing process, assembly line. They maintain it. And those businesses pay one price, a set price. If it breaks down, H.A. Thompson & Sons fix it. If it needs to be replaced, they replace it. So video on their website explains all this at hatandsons.com, hatandsons.com, or call them at 701-234-9889. But bottom line certainty is so important right now, and you have it with this. So time we're working on budgets, think about giving them a call. 701-234-9889. Say, I heard that Scott guy talking, and I got to know more about this. Okay? Right there. Texter says, you know, Leon was spot on. First thing Nancy Pelosi wanted in the CARES Act was voter reform, mail-in voting. This is why Biden wasn't campaigning. The fix was in. Another texter says, where's Bill Barr? Exactly. anybody else get it? I don't know. Texter says, taken with a grain of salt, obviously, this would be great. This is the election fraud update. The watermark on the official election ballots. The official ballots are also registered on a QFS blockchain to prevent fraud. 12 states were targeted. National Guard has been deployed to 12 states. Alabama, Arizona, Pennsylvania, Colorado, Texas, Wisconsin, Tennessee, Washington, Virginia, Delaware, Illinois, Kentucky. And they're now counting the official ballots.
I was just reading a little thing on Rumble about this.
Let me finish this.
This is huge.
The Dems fell right into the trap of this sting operation, and Trump has it all.
Yep.
Fraud will all be exposed for the world to see. And isn't it fancy how the amazing justice Amy Coney Barrett was confirmed right before the election so she can rightly take care of the business's election fraud. Oh, and this is only the beginning of the epic times that lie ahead. So did Trump win by a landslide? We will soon see that he did. His whirlpool speech is starting to make some sense. Watch the water.
Wonder, you wonder. He's playing chess?
The water. Well, Donald Trump's always playing chess. He's always playing chess.
Apparently, not knowing the non-radioactive isotope watermarks on official ballots, they printed all these extras. So I hope that's true.
And essentially what it's saying is there is a way to verify the right votes in an easy way. And so Trump set a trap for him here.
Oh, let's hope.
We'll be able to. Isn't that what that's saying?
It is.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely.
If that's accurate. Meanwhile, you know what CNN has up for breaking news?
I don't even want to know.
Trump still doesn't grasp he could lose.
Yeah, I don't know.
Trump's lead narrowing in Pennsylvania. Well, duh. They're counting in Philadelphia, you dipsticks. I mean, my gosh. Oh, Nevada, they decided to count again.
That's good.
But it's going to be counting for up to 9 days after the election in Nevada, just so you know. Up to 9 days after the election. The Trump folks are in Nevada. So
Indiana got it done before happy hour, but apparently Nevada can't get it done in a week and a half.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but they drink all night long in Nevada versus Indiana.
Texter says, if Biden wins, will you appease and play the Chinese anthem? Appease the Xi Jinping? Yeah. We'll take that under consideration. Thank you for listening. With all the corruption, building a truthful news channel is going to be a challenge. Let me know when you accomplish that. Well, see, that kind of attitude is back to, you can't do that. That's just too big. I love this idea, born of our listeners, to say we're not playing on Twitter's field anymore. We're not listening to Fox. I'm so done with Fox News Channel. I'm done. My wife canceled cable, so we don't even have the threat of watching it. You know, and I'm glad. Cut the cord. This is getting ridiculous. This can be done. This isn't that hard. Fox News proved you can do it. And it's a financial juggernaut. They've just peed in our face. Spit in our face. Probably a less offensive term. I don't know.
Yeah,
Yeah. Let's see. Paul in Minnesota. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, I cut the cord about 8 years ago. I don't do social media. I don't watch all the mainstream media. I do not.
Do you notice a change in your disposition and your level of happiness? How does it make you feel?
Oh, I'm very happy, and I know that I'm getting the right news because the mainstream media is the left talking points. It is. And anyway, my point of all this is that what I called was that in Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, they didn't have their votes counted the night of the election. Florida, which is Republican controlled, they had all their votes counted the night of the election. They have a bigger population than those other states do, and they had their votes counted. The other states couldn't. This is the first time in the election, any election, that the votes weren't counted the night of the election. The first time, isn't it?
Appreciate the call, Paul. Thank you very much. This is Rick Grinnell. He is the Director of Intelligence for the United States. He's part of the Trump campaign as well. He's in Nevada along with Adam Laxalt, who's a local candidate there, and Matt Schlapp. Let's pick this up.
Until they're checked. We are not being allowed to check. The Harry Reid machine recklessly threw ballots into the mail, and now we cannot check whether or not there are non-residents, which we have evidence, publicly available evidence, that you all in the media should be also looking at. It's publicly available information that non-residents have voted. There is a 30-day residency requirement in the state of Nevada. If you haven't been in the state for 30 days, it is illegal to vote. Reporters have a responsibility. The fact is, we are filing this federal lawsuit to protect legal voters. It is unacceptable in this country to have illegal votes counted. And that is what's happening in the state of Nevada. We've asked Clark County for answers. They have no answers. They continue to count illegal votes. That is unacceptable. And it's giving legal people a sense that the system is corrupt. We have to have a system where legal votes are cast. What the Harry Reid machine has done is throw out recklessly ballots, and now they don't want us to check those ballots, and we are seeing discrepancies all over. We are asking Clark County to give us answers. All of your questions about the details are legitimate questions, and they should be asked of Clark County, because the Clark County officials are silent. They are not giving us any answers, and they continue to count these illegal votes. Ballots versus legal votes. That's what we're talking about. It is unacceptable in this country.
What's your name?
The presidency is literally...
What is your name?
Listen, you're here to take in information. Okay? We'll do your job. It's pretty easy.
Thank you all for turning out. Thank you all for turning out. The presidency literally hangs in the balance. And what the fundamental principle is here is that we want to be able to make sure that the counting that occurs and that the results that happen can be respected by every American voter across this land and truly across the world. If you're not allowed in to see the process, both sides and all of you in the media, so that there is transparency, so that there's meaningful observing of these ballots, that calls into question what those results will be. The idea in this country, the idea in America, that we would somehow reduce or limit the ability to have basic insurance that a ballot is a legal ballot, that a ballot is an acceptable ballot, that the person who voted, that we took minimal steps to make sure that there was a signature match, for instance. Those types of guarantees need to be in the process. And so we have to understand that what's going on in Nevada impacts what's going on all across this country, which is the American people want to have confidence in the results that are coming out of Nevada. That will occur when we can make a case why every ballot is an acceptable, compliant ballot.
What is your name?
Do you want to introduce these two, or we can have them introduce themselves? These are individuals who have stories of discrepancy.
There's a surprise. They actually have people that have had a discrepancy. Unbelievable. Younger black gentleman and an elderly lady who literally needs a little help to get to the podium on what she saw. Phenomenal. And we'll roll on that for you during the break here and continue with more on What's On Your Mind after this. This is from Nevada. Press.
What's On Your Mind, powered by Schwann, BuickGMC.com. We got another day or two or maybe three of summer, but by Monday, Tuesday, it's really going to get colder. That 4x4, you're going to need that before too long. Heated seats, heated steering wheel. Over 100 trucks and SUVs, most come with Schwann's lifetime powertrain warranty. Late model Yukon, Suburbans, Acadias, and trucks, all makes and models. Payments to fit every budget, and Schwann needs your trade, too. Stop by and see what yours is worth. You may be surprised. Hurry in for the best selection. Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty last a lifetime. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
All right, that was a press conference in Nevada. You had the former attorney general there, Adam Laxalt, who was the son of Paul Laxalt, right? The Reagan pal in the Senate for many years in Nevada. And also Rick Grinnell was there. And Rick is, I think, he's the former director of national intelligence now. He's out of that post. And then also Matt Schlapp, all with the Trump campaign. They introduced two people who had reached out to them to tell them about problems in Nevada. And as you heard Rick Grinnell say, the Harry Reid machine is stealing votes in Nevada, and they want to stop it. Here's what those people said. One was an elderly woman, I think like an assisted living resident.
Yeah.
And here's what she said.
They also took the ballot of my roommate.
They took her ballot.
I was told by the interviewer from Channel 8, when I said, did other people do this? He said, yes. He said, you're the first double. Thank you.
All right, you missed a little bit of that, and she's talking about how somebody had actually come in and taken the ballot.
Yeah.
So they get the ballot in the nursing home, and they come take it. So, you know, they want to say, hey, this vote should count. Now, here's the gentleman who is a campaign staffer. Every campaign gets to put people in a position to watch, right, and observe and see what's happening. And this is a young man that gave his story.
Good morning. I'm Chris Padone. I'm going to give my account what happened. I was here, actually been here for quite a bit, and was here with members of the Trump campaign and came in a media capacity to obtain content, information on election night, and unfortunately was stereotyped in that regard, and you can take for that what you may, and was not able to obtain any type of access by any means.
and got a little bit, I guess you can say assertive or aggressive is the word, so to speak. And the question was asked at 1:30 in the morning, why are you here? And our response was, well, it's election night. That's why we're here, and you guys are obviously counting ballots. And it was unique because they said they had an hour and a half left of counting to do, and an official came out.
And Fox News cut away. Yeah, they cut away.
Go to Fox Business. Corey Lewandowski is speaking there on the ground in, he's Philly, I think, right? He's in Philadelphia. So they've got teams deployed everywhere on this, folks, to try and make sure this goes. The Trump lead is narrowing in Pennsylvania, but everything else hasn't changed in the way of where the leads are. So continuing to watch that. Pennsylvania, a pretty healthy lead at this point. But again, according to our conversation with Rick Santorum, all of these ballots from Philadelphia are mail-in, and they are coming in 95-5. Biden, and he doesn't seem to be concerned about the question of a 95-5 ballot because it's in Philadelphia and that the Democrats did mail-in balloting. But we're going to hope we hold on there. Roger in West Fargo, get you in here. What's on your mind?
Oh, I was just going to say that right now Trump has 6,700,000 more votes in 2020 than he did in 2016. Again, 6,700,000. Now, if an incumbent has this type of increase in votes, it's not even close. And the numbers, two thing I want to say is, if the incumbent is running and gains seats in the House, the presidential election isn't even close. And I believe there truly was a huge red wave for Trump.
Good point, Roger. Very good point. Corey Lewandowski's live on Stuart Varney on Fox Business. What's he saying about Philadelphia?
There's no way to verify if those are accurate or not. And they stopped the counting originally so they could find out how many ballots they needed to produce in order to steal this election. It's shameful. Democracy dies in the dark, Stuart. We need to do better.
Am I right in saying that at this moment, President Trump leads in the Pennsylvania vote by roughly 650,000, but there are another 1.3, 1.4 million mail-in ballots still to be counted? Is that accurate?
Stuart, it's accurate, and more than that, they won't even tell us how many outstanding ballots there are. They keep saying, oh, we're going to dump some more, and we're going to dump some more. And Donald Trump is the victor in Pennsylvania. We were here yesterday, and we declared Pennsylvania a victory for Donald Trump, and you see now that even one of your competitors' networks, I won't say which one, just declared that Arizona is going to fall for Donald Trump, which means once we win here in Pennsylvania, Donald Trump is the president of the United States for four more years.
Fascinating, Corey. You're feeding the news to me, and I appreciate that.
Wow. Thanks, Stu Vari and Corey Lewandowski reaching out. Should we call Corey? We don't have enough time.
The whole thing just stinks to high heaven. I can't I hope Trump set the trap here. I hope that's true.
I'm going to end where we started, though, folks. Just don't give up. I mean, you're going to see a lot of ugly today, but, just don't give up. And wait for these words. The state of Arizona has been called for Donald J. Trump. Can I have a little Arizona going out? The state of Arizona has been called for Donald J. Trump. That hasn't happened yet, but we're waiting for that. We want that to happen, and that would be absolutely perfect. It would be nice if the president would be able to reward these people that are coming forward against these election frauds like the left has been rewarding all of the riots all over the country, says one texter. Here's a good point. Very good point. Fox and Paul Ryan are garbage now. Tucker Carlson, Laura Ingraham, and a few others need to just go start their own thing. Well, they can come along on our thing. Arizona. Let me hear a little Arizona. That's right. I'm telling you, that's what we're watching for. So go out there and lose the discouragement, lose the despair, lose the none of that. You don't want any of that ick. You want positivity. Go out there and fight for America. God bless you, folks.